Here's the converse. We simply flip the ratio. Lee did release this one, and this was really based on some of George Goodhart's early work with schizophrenia. The purpose behind this one was as a natural tranquilizer to dramatically increase blood flow and oxygen to the brain. Liver powder, wheat germ, desiccated spleen, stomach, and brain. Niacinamide, that's 50 milligrams, 250% of the RDA. Pyridoxine HCl, notice here then, not the pyridoxal 5-phosphate, but the synthetic form, 9 milligrams, 450% of the RDA. Dermatitis, the niacin flushing effect to deliver oxygen to the capillary bed to the skin. Depression, which was the prime impetus for this when it was released. Paresthesias, again, lack of blood flow causing peripheral neuropathies. Diarrhea, loss of appetite, synergist to unsaturated fatty acids, but not forever and not large amounts. Again, the goal is to use it, establish what the corrective property is, and then go back to B or G, back to altering their food diet. And see, this is the part that's lost in some of the things that Lee did. As he would release the products, he would almost say, here, this will do this, but it's also mostly an analytic tool. If this works, it tells us what's going on, and now we can switch from that to a better level of support. Not complex, just a lot of things to think about. Two capsules twice per day with meals as a tranquilizer type, or if I want the flushing, it again can be effective in a liver purge, but it's contained in betacol and some other things, as we'll see.